Was Avi Mori, Akubin Sol Pitkas, the Zekanish was Daniel Shane, was Yeshua Fowl. Okay, I'm sorry, today we have a. Okay, let's begin on page 6 in the Yoni Hilchas Kolam Moed in Chazara. And we're going to take a dim and regal Kabbalah Schar, but Dovish Imbo Malacha. So the question is something that we, this is on page 16 of packet S. Is the losses lachem b'schar? There is question of doing things on Chol Moed, which maybe some things are permissible, but they get paid for them. They get paid for them. So Rabbi Harfer says, true v'b'chadish Yisrael. There's the question of is the losses lachem b'schar? Im zadikra dover sheyesh bo malacha. There were certain things that they have a malacha, but certain malachas are mutter chol moed, right? If it's a malacha's head yod, then it's a tzorach moed, right? But still, you shouldn't get paid for them because there's a separate isser of getting paid. So the shaila is, could you be a babysitter? That's what our farfar is. The Shomer is tough. The Kabel Shmir say you love them. Biskar be mechol amoyim. Because the Shulchan Aruch says la'aser la'aser shum malacha. Reading Rav Harfer, this is Tshuva, page 16. You can't do any malacha. Even af malacha hamuteris k'shem kabel love schar. Because the Kabbalah schar. I'm reading Rav Harfer, this here on page 16. Havi meshvayu k'uvdu d'chol. Right, that's like Uvdu the Chol. So on Chol Moed, you're not supposed to do things Beschar. In other words, say Melechas Hedyot is Mutter if it's a Tzorach. Say you go to the tailor. No, a tailor is not a good example. You go to someone else is doing it. The neighbor's going to do it for you, but they'll charge you a little bit. You know, so. Is that proper? Because it's Kabbalah Schar. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to. So the question is that because it leads to malacha? But if it wouldn't even be a malacha, it's just a babysitter. You know, so would there also be this prohibition not to charge Schar and Chol Moed? That was So he writes, El Yor Rabba Mevi Meharias, Nezagdola, the whole Malach of Tzarach HaMoed Mutal Asos Ulachayrim, Af Bishchar, for Isis Chalud Hu Hu Lassos Lachayrim Bishchar, Dover She'inu Malach HaKlal, El She'inu Tzarach HaMoed. Maybe, because the El Yor Rabba says that the Isis of Schar is only, it's something that's not a Malach, but it's not a Tzarach HaMoed. So, Bechinam would be Mutter, but if he's saying El Yor Rabba Shita is it's only if it's not Letzorach HaMoed it's Schar is Oser, but he says we don't paskin like that way. We paskin even Letzorach HaMoed. So the question is, but what if it's Letzorach HaMoed, but it's not even a Malach? So he says. From the Nodi Yehuda says, Schar Moed also feel with Dovah She'enu Malach HaKlal. Says the Nodi Yehuda seems to say that even something that's not a Malach at all, you can't charge for. Wow. So that's the note of view, though. Well, Sefer Chutzani, Mechiyach Me'a Mishnah Berurah, the Dovah She'ebo Mishum Malach HaKlal, Mutter L'Kabel Alev Schar. But the Mishnah Berurah is mashma that if it's not a Malacha at all, then you could charge for it. Mitchas of Shalom L'Kabel Schar Al Malacha. Because the Mishnah Berurah says that you can't get Schar for a Malacha. But Dovah She'asu B'Shem Tircha, Av She'ein HaMalacha Mamash. So according to that, if it's okay, mutal kabel skar lios shomer taf kevin sheinu notim skar ala tircha shebehem. Unless, but then he says, who says it's not a tircha? You know, sometimes my daughter does babysitting, so sometimes, you know, we have mamish on the floor of the same in our building. So sometimes the baby's asleep. So it's, you know, just have to be there, you know. But sometimes, you know, it's a whole big to do, you know. So it's a different types of babysitters. It depends on the situation. So, I mean, different types of, you know, situations, I should say. So again, the Melda Behuda is mashma that it still would be aser, and the Mishnah Berurah says it would be muta if it's not a molach or a tircha. But what if? What about for a mitzvah? So let's say you're getting paid. Page 17, Schar Limud in Bachurim. Kabbal Schar Bad Limud in Bachurim. There's someone who's paying you to be a tutor, to learn with somebody. So Chol HaMoed is sometimes a good time. You know, people are off, they have. So he says, Kasim Shom Lahati Mishum Nuhu Dover HaOvod. The one Svara, he's quoting from the Chut Shani, I guess. That's Rav Nissen Karelitz. He says, Dovra Ovod, maybe it's Dovra Ovod. Whereas if you're not going to learn with him, he's going to Mevat al Zman. And there's another possibility is it's Tzorchei Mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham says, if it's tzarchei mitzvah, then you can be mekabel schar. If you say, like we said before, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if it's no malacha involved, then you can take schar for it. The only time they ask it, the schar is if there's some malacha that's a malacha that's mutter, but it's a malacha. But the Mishnah Berurah says that if there's no against the Noda Behuda, Mishnah Berurah says if there's no malacha, then they could you could get schar. So then certainly learning there's no malacha involved. And then the Magen Avraham's heter is if it's a mitzvah, if it's a tzarf mitzvah, it's mutter. Or, for example, somebody's going to give a drasha, or he's going to give a shiur, and they're paying him to give the shiur. So those things are maybe they're mitzvahs, maybe they're not malachas. Yeah, okay. So that's the question too. Mahadin l'kabel schar ba'at mitzvah ba'adav shei bo malacha. So we said adav shei bo malacha is machlokas no de Yehuda and the Mishnah Berurah. No de Yehuda seems to say it's still also to take schar shei bo malacha. Mishnah Berurah says it's mutter, and the Magen Avraham says adav mitzvah you can take schar for. So the nafkamina would be babysitting because babysitting is not necessarily malacha. And it depends if it's just babysitting where the kid is asleep anyway, it's not even a tircha. Mahadin linhog oto l'kabel schar al zeh. Page 18, refer for this. Misha parnoso linhog oto b'schar, car service. Oh, taxi. So if you're a taxi driver, if you take What's the story if you're a taxi driver? So he said, "Masia Yisrael and Mitzrach Amori Yesh LaHakel, of a Masia Nachim Yesh LaHakmer." So that's not going to be so easy. But you're gonna, you'd only let. I mean, it depends where. If you're at a place, you're a car service in Harnof. So Mustami gonna have Jews. When Rav Abadi was living in Harnof, I went to visit him, and he told me that he likes Harnof's all from Jews. And if it's enough Kamina, because if you don't have from Jews, then the Schiris Rishus doesn't work for them, and then you'd have to do Schiris Rishus, and then it's all not so Pashut, but it's Schiris Rishus. So that has enough Kaminas and Hilchas Erevin that he thought are better in Hanof than another. Lou, do you agree, Rav Aaron?
The problems are also foreign workers.
What?
There are also foreign workers.
They're proud, we'll say?
Foreign workers.
Foreign workers.
Uh-huh. Most of them live with the Jewish people they're taking care of, but there's that also.
So, he says, refer for this. And Haggis also, so if you're doing it for a Tzorach HaMoed, usually it's a Tzorach HaMoed, we assume that driving a car is a Maisa Hedyot, right? Even though not everyone knows how to drive a car, but it's still a Maisa Hedyot. But the question is, Masha Yesh Lodum, it's a Masha Usa Molocha and Haggis, but you'll come out scar, because you're not allowed to get money. Even for my sahajot. So that's the question. How does a cab driver so he says Pasha Shil Kabel on page 18 on the left side, the second paragraph, Kabel Skarb al Asas Rechav Tziburi. In other words, you have a public transportation.
Bus,
right. So then you need Tzorchei Rabbim. Can you see who Tzorch Mitzvah? I was going to say to go to a chasana, but you're not allowed to go to a chasana. You don't have a chasana.
You go to shul.
You go to Pinyan Haben. Yeah, I once was Pinyan Haben. I was once Chol Hamoed Pesach. We went in the Sfarda community. We went to a Pidyon HaBen. And at the Pidyon HaBen, after the Pidyon, they sold the coins for tzedakah. So each coin they sold for thousands and thousands of. It was in the Syrian community in Brooklyn. So they were selling each coin, were auctioning for thousands of dollars for tzedakah, for Chatzolah, for different organizations. And I went with my mother, she lived me well, my son. My son was mishtoimer about how much money was, being auctioned off each coin. So if you need a car service to go to a Pinyan Haben, Tzorach Mitzvah, I don't know, is that Tzorach Mitzvah? I mean, the Mitzvah is for the father to do the Pinyan Haben. Is it the Mitzvah?
There's a Sudas Mitzvah afterwards.
Sudas Mitzvah, okay, yeah. So that's a good, yeah. So the Tzorach Sudas Mitzvah. So that's if you participate in the Sudas Mitzvah. Yeah. So Chavos Chava, the Mutter B'Tam Tzorach HaRabim, can you see the Tzorach Mitzvah as Mutter Af Mitzkar? V'alok Shehalot Moshel L'Valot Hazman V'Stam L'Hav V'Da. Has to be a Tzorach Mitzvah, not just time to waste time.
But the question is on Chol Hamoed, you can't say that any sort of recreational activity might be the Tzorech HaMoed.
Yeah, maybe you could say that also, right? Yeah, Rabbi Yagid has discussed this idea of going on a trip is right. Maybe you could see that's part of
simple. I mean, it might be pikuach nefesh for the parents also. I mean,
definitely pikuach nefesh for the parents, right? Yeah, he writes here. I am the Sefer Maris Yecheskel, page 19 on the right. Maybe well, Mechab Sefer Emek Hatshuva. Emek Hatshuva is Rav Yecheskel Roth. Shemati lenog ot ba'ad schar kedei lehavi anashim Yehudim lemkomot sarcheihem sarach Simchas Yontif. Right, so we're going for Simchas Yontif. But then he writes with Harfer this. I don't know how you're going to do this practically. What are you going to, if you're going to tell a non-Jew you can't come in? I mean, how's that going to work? Because we're talking about driving a cab on Chol HaMoed. So it's Melachas Hedyot, but you know, Halacha is even Melachas Hedyot, you're not allowed to take money for. So Rav Harfen says, but if it's Tzarech Mitzvah, it's okay. But he says, La'asiyah nochrim ba'atzchah l'kuli alma osir. In Rosh Hashanah, Shaheter Meshud b'havi b'havlo b'yachrim d'mei ha'otzos shel ha'delek. U'shar ha'otzos haskatat oto. And then the next page, I wrote so this for auto in the man, he could only sell the teal. What Yeshua? So the teal, so that was the. So he says, it should be awesome, but maybe what we said before, remember, Baron said before, the teal could be the Tzarech Mitzvah. But I don't know practically. So he's saying maybe you should use a Goyish cab driver. But it lets me say like what Baron said that you're doing it. It's a tzarech mitzvah. You go on a. Yeah, Simchas Yontif, like what Amaran said. Okay. Yeah, so then it is as far to use a non-Jewish driver, so they won't have this shayla. Okay, next. Hein diva ha'erech lechem b'in kibus al yidei achem. So in the Sefer Erech Lechem, that's a very chashuv Sefer of Harari. Erech Lechem. The Marikash. Rav Yaakov, page 3 in Packet Zion. Rav Yaakov ben Avron Castro. It says here 1525 to 1610. So he was a Kadmon. Right, the two of you. It says, Mitzrayim nogim heter l'chabes al yidei shvachos goyos. Kol akev l'mitzrichim b'moed. That in Mitzrayim, the minute it was, they would have a heter to do kibus. On yidei shvachos goyos. Kol ha-kelim ha-tzrichim v'moed. Kelim ha-tzrichim v'moed, l'kulam ha-vi k'mo she'en lo ala cholam. Echad. Mikol mokam yishum dolol, domu lehedya nogim ha-heter al-dei shvachas goyas, or goyas mamish, lo michu b'yod ha-mori ha-torah, b'nei tam zeh.
Why is it called?
He's talking about when you don't have.
Yeah.
He writes here.
A washing machine is even better than a Shivcha Goya.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Same Nogim Hetter, Hamlets of the Shvach and Goy's Kola Kalem at Trich and Mamoid. Gave us a Trich and Mamoid, Lukulam Havik Moshe Elo. If he needs all those clothing, I guess they're out of underwear and things like that.
Especially so, with children, especially with children.
Yeah.
Is that clear that that's what?
That's what Erech Lechem says. And let's see what the Aruch HaShulchan says in near the Choshen Osur L'Chabes B'moy Osur Afilu Al De'Einu Yehudi. So first he writes that anything that you can't do kibbutz is also even Al De'Einu Yehudi. Shem Chabsam B'Beis Yisrael. Came into Ikra Tamshali, Nansul Ramon, Kishay Mutunof. In other words, he's observing the Rabban. Really, Hebrew should be Mutter because it's Melachas Hedyon, the Tzor Hamoy. Should be Mutter. But there's a Gzerid that because if you're not going to, if you're going to let you do it on Chalamoy, then you're not going to do your clothing before and you're going to be Nichnas with the dirty clothing. Same thing with shaving. For easy, Misha Kosov. It says, V'dover table, V'einan u'nogim came. That was his word.
What they should do themselves instead of going.
Right. He says, "Dover Tamehu, Beinanu Nogim." So, what are we knowing? So, what does Derech HaShulchan mean? I don't know. I mean, Beinanu Nogim came. There are the Klipishna Tir Gemara Chavs more time than Kibushim Kal, Beinu Tichem Ruba. So that's the. Yeah, well, that was the heter of our Erech Lechem. In Halacha B'Chol HaMoed Shechamor B'Hilcha Shabbos. So we said that what in Chol HaMoed to do kablonis, right? The halacha is that kablonis, you can't, in other words, to somebody going to do malacha for you, you pay. Not by the hour, you pay for the job. So on Shabbos, if it's bekablonos, and it's outside the tchum, right? So then, and it's kablonos, so then there are kulos in Hilcha Shabbos. Because kablonos should be mutter, because you're not telling him to do a dafka on Shabbos. Right, so, but he says a Chol HaMoed, the Chol HaMoed is also even outside the tchum because on Shabbos we're saying it's outside the tchum, no one's going to see, no one's going to be chushed you that you're doing it, scare you. But Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to go outside the tchum, so we're going to pray that people are going to go outside the tchum, and then you're going to see. Magen Avraham says the Chashin sheyavol l'sham anoshim chamos acherim. So then it's going to be a shayla marasai. This is the one aspect that hilchas chol hamoed is more chomer than even hilchas Shabbos. That if you do b'kablonos outside of the tchum. So Hilchas Shabbos is still, it could be It could be mutter, right? It could be hetayim from the Shabbos. But on Kolomoyed, it's going to be aser because outside of the tchum is because if there's no Jews there, it's outside the tchum, right? So it's a place where there's no Jews in that place, so no one's going to see. So there's no chashash, and it's really mutter bidina because it's kablonis, it's not skiryom. Skiryom means you're paying for him to do it this hour. Per hour, per minute, for you know, but he just took paying for the job, so it's all
But if it's the tzorach hamoed, then the kablanus doesn't have any meaning because if it's tzorach hamoed, you want him to do it on chol hamoed.
Yeah,
if he does it, you would not be very happy if you gave him the clothes to do on chol hamoed because you need them for chol hamoed and he gives it back to you after yontif. That's not going to help you.
Right. We're talking about you're building, doing work in the house, right?
Not talking about...
I'm not talking about clothing that I need, right. Goy Shekimel Liv Nos Beso Shal Yisrael B'Kablonis.
Okay.
Also, I'm reading from the Shulchan Aruch. Goy Shekimel Be'er Yonta Liv Nos Beso Shal B'Kablonis Also L'Haniach La'Sos B'Chol Amoid Afol Pishuchutz U'Tchum. Whereas in Shabbos, there could be kulas because if it's chutz l'tchum and it's bekablanus, you know, you're not paying for the, you're just paying for the regular, so that's a daita d'nafshe. That's question 7. Tein din shel adaita bekablanus. That's this din. And then the harfenus, I quote here, Yud Gimel. You can give me your dollar. Mal omer lenochi lasas lo belocha b'chol moik shu gatzorach lo. Moshe mutu b'amir lenochi b'chol moik b'mocha mitzvah k'mokin yesh v'hakil namu gatzorach gadol. He says, "Before b'shulchan aruch, hold up sh'osu Yisrael osu l'asu l'hadei noch." Then he says, "Morgan Avram says, Tzorach mitzvah mutar lomar lenochi lasas ol melachim chol hamoed for tzorach mitzvah." The right that we discussed. If you shlomo shnei drachim bekavanas Morgan Avram, no. One pshat is the yos the shitas mala iter shafil b'shabbos yontif mutar lomar lenochi lasas melachim l'tzorach mitzvah. Since in Shabbos and yontif chol amir l'akum is mutar l'tzorach mitzvah. Okay, the gam shalim Shabbos, even though in Shabbos we don't really paskin like the mala iter, but for chol hamoed we could be more makel because some shitas hold melachas chol hamoed is only drabana. So therefore, if it's the tzarech mitzvah, Amir al-Akum, would be mutter. So that's one svara. And then furthermore, base yesh lismoch al poskim diikim melachas chol hamoed rak midrabanan. So by nochri it's shvus to shvus. So these are now we said, what about if you have a non-Jewish, page 17, a non-Jewish worker in your house, a maid, and she wants to do the wash. She wants to do the laundry. Because this way, if she does it now, after Yontif, it won't be piled up, so she'll do a little now, so to make it easy for herself. So you're allowed to let her do it. So he says, "Eilu hanifa in the Shabbos chagav mechuyav lemuchos biyada." Says in Shabbos for sure, kevashi pol shalom. When I'm shows his melacha beis Yisrael, a few shows him a kablanus. Stab shafil she poils as lo mide yom yom he das atzma rotzel chavis. So luchos biada. Because this is more common which is in the base Israel. Okay, nafim anochus b'chuvenes l'tuel satzma in lanicha. This is the base Israel. Okay. More common in the base Israel. And then he has a thing here. Nochri kablon contractor shabona base Israel b'kablonis b'cholamoyed. So he's not supposed to build the house for kablonis, right? Even chutz l'chum. So are you allowed to benefit from the house? So he says, yes, Rav Harfinus. He says, the tour sheet is with the Evan, nochel hachmish ol yikansubo. Fabach, mach me bedina, v'amor gebron, taz, iskimu de bedina mutter. That was another question. You can have a simcha outside. Okay, I think maybe we'll pick up with that tomorrow. That question we have to go now. Okay, so okay, we almost finished the Hazar of the Palomoy question. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll have Shir, the Ezes Hashem, at 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And we'll continue with the Hazar. We're almost finished with the Hazar of Hilchos Palomoy. Okay, I'm glad we got it in today. Thank you. Okay.
Well,
okay, photos. Have a good day.